Oh.
That's the way to start the show, with laughs, unexplained laughs.
I like
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, I turned it down.
This is that was jarring.
Oh, that was like smelling salts for my ears.
Hey, that's a good idea with that rubber band. Can you hand me a rubber band?
Yeah, you like that?
Where?
A rubber band.
Doesn't it look like a 70s, like,
hell yeah,
a 70s,
like, an
like
afro
PE
with
teacher?
It's all right.
Yeah.
No. A professional roller rinker skater.
Professional's not the word that comes to mind when I look at that.
Look.
No.
Like, this is the guy. This is his hair. That's his hairband. Uh-huh. Not that I look like it.
So Mike
it
and Kyler
like a dessert. Looks like ice cream.
Take a photo.
Rubber bands around their little muffs on their little microphones.
Don't talk about my little muffs.
Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous.
So we have some splaining to do, yeah?
Yeah, I'll
some
say.
Some splaining? A little splaining? I'm stuffy
we
as hell.
We thought we were being funny last week.
No,
and
that's
we
not
all
what we
voted
thought.
For Trump.
Oh, there goes. We had a bet that we could get through the entire episode
we
without
did?
Saying that name.
Oh, man. Yeah. We lost. We lost that bet.
So what's interesting about last week is everyone's pissed, it seems, for the most part.
A lot of people.
Every single sector of the listening audience is pissed in one way or another.
Liberals are mad at us. Conservatives are mad at us.
Yeah.
Although I will tell you, every week we say, oh, follow us on Twitter. Don't really get many new follows. Tell you what, you talk a lot of shit about one political party. We got like 10 new followers on Twitter.
10? Yeah. Oh, we should start selling the system.
Welcome to the after disaster on the Trump's
system.
America
we'll,
Network.
We'll charge money.
So this week we'll talk a bunch of shit about liberals. We'll get another 10.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet. Sweet deal.
I would like to, Anderson here, hi, how are you? I don't know about you, Mike, but like my stomach was like nauseous as I read some of the emails that were forwarded to me.
Yeah, I wasn't thrilled.
I felt very, very bad. And you know what? As a white, middle-class, middle-aged man in America, I should not be speaking about any of this shit. And I realize that. And that's why Jillian told me not to.
I disagree with that. We're allowed to speak about whatever we want to speak about. I feel bad for being ill. I feel bad for speaking out of my ass and acting out of anger.
When it comes to
blaming
race.
People in regards to... I feel terrible for calling people stupid. I feel bad for not getting the big picture, which I'm slowly getting as the week has moved on.
I don't feel bad.
The big picture's orange and angry.
Don't feel bad about our discussion about blowing up dicks with prayer.
No,
that was fun.
That was the best thing
to come out of the
more
episode.
More dick explosion talk on this week's show. I feel like I acted irrationally and my feelings were irrational, even though I'm still livid and I'm still upset. But it's truly because I believe he's a very, very indecent man, and a lot of people
I
know.
Okay, we're not going to do last week again, but most presidents probably are.
I agree.
I hate to say it.
I agree, but this one
are.
Is on a public level that's unprecedented. And the fact of the matter is...
Unprecedented. I get it.
He is... No, actually, he's presidented, you guys.
I also recognize...
He's presidented elected.
I recognize that we live...
In a bubble. Other people live in a bubble.
An arrogant, know-it-all bubble, and it's forcing me to accept the fact that I judge people unfairly. Mm-hmm. I see somebody with a religious bumper sticker and I think, fuck that loser.
Wow.
And, no,
wow.
I do.
I just put that fish on my car and this is what I get.
I do think that. And I if I were to be completely honest, that's an asshole, dumb guy thing to think, because I don't know any better than that person. And even if they believe that, even if somebody believes in some crazy scheme or some crazy theory or some crazy religion or something,
scheme
it's not
on a warm
my place to decide whether that's right or wrong. That's my biggest problem
no,
with my coming
is,
right
though,
out going, you're stupid because I was angry.
We're as humans, we judge, and that's like just one of the things that humans do. We're smart enough people, and we have an intellect, and we can use our eyes and our emotions and our brains to figure things out about our surroundings,
that's my
and
brain
we judge.
Working.
And to get... That's one of the. That's a whole other discussion about people getting in trouble for judging.
All
right. But yeah.
No one cares.
Let's not get ill. Because that's not what. But here's the interesting part of me is like, all right, we should never ever talk about politics ever because that's not what we do. On the other hand, every time you turn on any channel and you're hearing politics, they have skin in the game. Not to say we don't, because we're Americans and we're humans, but we aren't like. Bought off, and we're not like we don't have an agenda. We're just
who us,
but we're all three middle class white dudes who probably shouldn't be spouting off too much about this kind of shit. I really felt shamed and guilt when a couple of our African American black listeners were letting me
know
that's
what they prefer to be called now, African or black.
Should be a couple of
our African American black listeners.
The new preferred term.
A couple emails came in saying, "Hey, Anderson, that's fantastic that you think that some great art and music is going to come out of this. However, you know, as a black American or as a Mexican American, we have some bigger problems over here, as well as a lot of the millennials who are in school now taking umbrage with the fact that I was calling them pussies for having extra counselors on hand." Which I think
we should also point out also emails from people that voted for Trump saying you don't know anything about me and you guys aren't
we
as
pissed
informed
off
as
everybody.
You think you are. So don't, well, no, don't just apologize to African American black.
Well, we're just apologizing to the ones we're scared of.
Yeah.
What?
We still got it. I don't know how we cannot talk about this kind of
stuff.
We're not
going to talk about
it. The end of this.
We're going to close.
We're six minutes in. We're done talking about it.
We're done.
We're done for 4 years. No matter what happens,
we're certainly not done talking about this. But we can,
4 minutes. We're done.
As we're all huddling together, shivering in the nuclear winter.
I got a
question. We'll not talk about it.
Yeah.
I sent you a picture from the actual park where Bad News Bears was shot.
Yeah.
And I said I'm at Bad News Bears Park.
Yeah.
And I thought I was expecting like that's really cool.
Or, no, I'll meet you there. Said I've been there.
Or
I went there and recorded.
I got nothing.
I was driving and I typed out I've been there before.
Is that the new Carano in Trump's America? You just don't respond.
You
to
know
cool
what?
Text?
No, his new thing is I've been there before.
Oh, President.
Anyway, say anywhere you've been. I've been there before.
It's beautiful.
It's tremendous.
It's a tremendous park. I think
bad
we should send it back to Mexico.
More like Great News Bears.
Yeah.
All right, we're not doing that.
Why?
That's not a new thing.
No?
Okay. You just decided it's not a new thing?
It shouldn't be, right?
It's kind of funny, actually.
Oh, I like doing it. I watched.
I'm sorry. I did type. Yeah, I've been there before. It's cool.
Okay, I missed that.
Even though it bummed me out that it's a soccer park now and not a baseball
field.
No,
it's baseball.
Where?
It was really fun. Jillian and I were, what we're talking about is in the in Chatsworth, Fernando Valley, where my hotel was for 7 days.
Oh, this was on a seven-day vacation in Chatsworth.
Vacation.
My Chatsworth chalet.
My chateau in Chatsworth.
Yeah, last year
we went from there to the in-laws to I don't want to get into details, but we're at the Staybridge.
The Staybridge
in Chatsworth. Here's what you get to see when you go to the Staybridge. You park a car. You get out of the car with your dogs. You're taking your dogs over to the little grassy area, and you hear a 12-year-old son in the passenger side of the pickup truck that's pulling in behind you saying, "I don't give a fuck, Mom. You're the one who's always a fucking bitch."
Carmen is there.
It was so uncomfortable. And I'm standing like right in between my car and the dogs
like,
and the
Anderson,
grass.
Anderson, don't talk like that in public.
Is it called the Stay Bridge because your only other option is to stay under the bridge?
Yeah.
It could be. No.
Did these rooms
Everyone
suck?
Lived there.
I mean,
people lived at the Stay Bridge. There was a bunch of Halloween decorations
up. Did you feel the need to start
weird.
Wearing a wife beater?
Ooh.
Just lean over your front rail.
Before you speak, Mike. Somehow my phone fucked up and was playing one of Carano's podcasts, just like one of the random ones. And this was like 2 days ago. He was in the middle of a rant about, I don't like that they call it a wife beater because it means that we just accept the fact that people beat their wives.
That's 100% fair point.
Yeah.
And you know what they call them in Saudi Arabia? Great shirts.
Praise Allah.
Did you put on great shirt at Chatsworth apartment? Good night. Should I go try that down at Mo Better Mondays?
Yo, why not?
That actually would be pretty good. That would be pretty good, actually. Last week I heard some stuff.
I've got one joke.
That's one of the funnier things you've ever said.
That's a good joke, though.
Not even 10 minutes in.
I would like to see you go down there and get on stage and go, you know what they call wife beaters in Saudi Arabia? Great shirt.
You could do that joke if you were Middle Eastern descent.
What was your
call
entrance?
Your goatee back.
What was your entrance experience coming into the bar tonight?
Felt like a Trump rally going on down there.
No. It's Mo Better Monday, so it's a 99% African American black crowd.
African American black.
And this is the night right where they like everyone gets patted
down.
Yeah,
you get searched.
Except if you're me with a backpack on, you go up to the bathroom, you're like, oh, I'm meeting somebody inside, and he just goes right this way. Just
nobody,
basically kicked me inside.
Nobody even looked at me twice. Yeah. I just walked. Hey, welcome to the
Tyler walked by a guy getting like against the
like,
wall.
Turn them to the wall. But like the friendliest turn to the wall ever, where they like they both knew what was going on. He's like, brother, well, I need to turn around. Just like slam
them.
Like,
brother?
I mean, they're both brothers. They're both African American black brothers.
And they're related.
Yeah.
Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. Well, there's Mike Carano sitting right next to his massive printer. And there's Ty Ty holding the microphone up to the printer for once, for an actual cause, because you can actually hear it. There you go. To my left, and we are coming to you live on tape from the world famous improv in Toronto's
sweet office.
Have pictures of this place actually been published?
A couple.
Don't post any yet because I'm going to trash the shit out of it even more
and take
a high res picture.
I feel like if you threw something, it would actually by mistake get better.
It feels like we snuck back into Chernobyl to record a podcast.
Absolutely. Especially with those giant holes in the wall. Look at the ones behind you.
The square holes.
Look at that.
The square holes. That's like an igloo, like a window.
You know what's funny about this complete and total disarray shithole?
Well,
it's nothing short of an insulting shithole. This was the actual main office for the Improv for close to 10 years.
Did it look like this?
It looked almost exactly like this. This thing was extended all the way down.
Right, let's not say this thing.
And people had to bend under that to get in and out.
Well, we still do.
They
still
get their backs many a time.
Where was the bathroom?
Why don't
the downstairs. Same.
We should get like a couch in here or something. What
are you doing? Where would I put it? You want me to glue it to the ceiling?
Yeah.
I could bring a couch up here. If you had any idea how much work it was to get this up here, and this is the second one that I brought up here, you would never
just keep saying this so people don't know what you're talking about.
It's the biggest Epson printer they make, probably, right? Do they make bigger ones? They make billboard ones.
We joke about this every time. We say it looks like if you got shrunk and honey.
Yeah, no, we did that once, and that was my joke. And
was that your joke?
It was okay. It wasn't as good as like a great shirt joke. That was great.
Make sure you open the show when we go downstairs and ask for 5 minutes.
Here's the beauty of being a dad, a new dad, is you get updates from the wives with pictures
of
your crying child.
What's up with Fatty Eddie?
Our little boy's going on a date. You miss everything.
Putting
event.
On the boutonniere.
You miss everything. He said his first word.
What's he doing?
Oh, my God.
Is he shitting?
Oh. I'm like, how's the monster? Because that's what we call him. Because a waitress at some restaurant we went to was very upset. When I'm like, we have to get the check because the monster started. Don't call him that. Dude, don't you ever.
So every time you go to dinner, it's like playing Russian roulette. It's terrifying, but kind of exciting.
Yeah. So I'm like, how's the monster? And she sends me a picture of him. Oh, quiet, sleepy, right? Oh, that's
look at that little baby.
And then she goes,
you can probably get that double chin sucked out at some plastic surgery.
She goes, it's quite quiet and nice here. How's the AD? Can you set up pics with Mike, maybe? And then immediately after that.
This is the part of the show where we just read our texts back and forth.
She writes, I jinxed it. And then there's a picture of a screaming baby.
Is that Winston Churchill?
Yeah.
He looks a little bit like Hoover.
Hoover?
Yeah.
Herbert Hoover?
Yeah.
Or the vacuum cleaner guy.
I just said Winston Churchill. You just jumped
to
politicians.
Yeah, weird.
He looks like a politician. But
damn.
Tyler, come on.
Hoover's America.
I got to unmake up
from
my good jokes.
Oh,
Anderson,
I'm very tired because I've been moving since 3. So
3 a.m.?
PM, but still.
Well, that's only 5 hours.
Moving
for 4 hours.
I've been in the car since 20 minutes ago to get over here.
I had to walk back to my car because I forgot my wallet.
Yeah.
And I was afraid someone might take it.
I couldn't get a hamburger because the computer was down.
I saw that.
That's why.
Trump will probably get a handle on that problem. Hey, so...
hold everything.
I had this great plan.
I heard a great white man can't get a burger.
I'm going to make this...
Go ahead.
I had this great idea to truck it out to Death Valley with the electric bike and the drone.
Yes. Have you fixed the tire?
Yeah.
Have you fixed the tire?
Mm-hmm. That bike's a nightmare. It's a pain in the ass.
You hate it.
I spent about 15 minutes loading it in my car. It's a pain in the ass.
How much did it cost to fix the wheel?
Got it in my tire. Got the drone all charged up, ready to go. Drove out to Death Valley, and I couldn't get a connection between the controller and the drone. I drove all the way home.
Yeah.
At about, got home like 1:30 in the morning, went online.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you need to pair the camera. Oh. Right. And then I went out and flew it over the freeway, and I was very disappointed in myself.
But then?
I'm on the edge of my seat right now.
But then?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Then where'd you go?
What day was this?
This was Friday.
What'd you do Saturday?
Saturday, I went to... Saturday, I had a photo shoot.
Was it in Death Valley?
No.
What'd you do Sunday?
I went to Palm Springs.
Close.
You didn't think about making a left?
We have a bet. That we have a bet.
While you're out of the room.
How many times you've been to Death Valley since we saw you last week?
Oh, yeah.
Which was less than a week ago. It was five days ago.
I've been there twice in two weeks.
I said two times. Tyler said once.
I might go back out Wednesday.
So how'd you not go back? I didn't go back.
Two in the morning and he would have been screaming. And
580 something miles. I didn't feel like turning around and going back. I'm going to tell you something about the drone. I know we've both lusted after a good drone for quite some time.
I have to get one for Gruber, so...
You can use mine.
You can buy it from for cheap.
I'm going to need to see some insurance, though, because I've flown it...
Is it a rush?
I've flown it five times. Yeah. I've crashed it three times, and I didn't crash it. On landing, it sometimes goes haywire.
What?
It lost power at one point.
Nosedived.
And you're going to find this one hard to believe. You know what? I don't want to burn this story, but I will, because the after disaster takes priority over
where?
My podcast.
Okay. Wow.
Nice.
It's on my podcast, which is going up tomorrow morning, but that's the live recording of it. I'm driving around trying to find a place to fly the drone, you're going to realize when you get a drone, finding a place to fly it, very, very difficult. Finding a place in Los Angeles that doesn't have crowds and doesn't have telephone lines running overhead is very difficult. I drove to Van Nuys like an idiot.
It's kind of maybe the most crowded point in all of L.A.
No, I'm talking about air travel.
Yeah, isn't there air traffic up the ass in Van Nuys?
Yeah, there's a Van Nuys airport.
I found a large park.
It's a Van Nuys.
I found a large park. I pull in there. I'm like, this is pretty good. Just a couple of families. No big deal. First thing I see is a sign, no aerial drones.
Were you not aware of the...
what about sub-aerial drones?
I drive out to Sun Valley. Now I'm in a rush because I got a photo shoot coming up. And I'm on a windy road. I'll wrap this up now. Into a driveway that has a chain.
Can't believe burned this on this show.
No, I recorded this like in real time. There's like between 100 and 200 boxes on this lot. And I'm like, this seems like a good place. And I fired up and I'm flying around. I'm buzzing the boxes. Yeah. And then the drone crashes into one of the boxes. Mm-hmm. And they're full of bees. It's a honey farm. I swear. Absolutely.
Of course, from the drone.
And the bees came out like, hello? hundreds, if not thousands of bees were coming out.
Did you fly away?
I flew it away. They chased it in a swarm, a dark swarm of bees. And somebody else later explained to me that they're protecting their hives.
Yeah, I thought it was a giant angry bee.
Have you uploaded this yet?
No. I land the drone. I grab it. I run to my car. The footage is super boring. The footage is 300 feet up looking down at me like walking around these boxes and flip-flops.
Well, you don't upload that part. The drone crashing into the box.
The reason it crashed is it lost power, and it lost power like 2 feet before it was going towards the box, and I'm like, at least I got it on a video, and it just went black, and that's when the drone lost power and just went right into one of the boxes.
Do you think it's because it's submissive to bees?
Obviously. Of course.
Oh, because it's a drone.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly why. You haven't seen Black Mirror this season, have
you? Yes.
Oh, you have. The bees.
I haven't seen the last episode. Is that the
one? The bees. Yes, that's the last episode.
I'm freaked out. I get my car. I pull onto the windy road in Sun Valley to make my way back to the freeway.
There were just boxes of bees.
I'll send you the video. I pull out of this driveway. It's like a mountain road, and I saw a driveway, and I thought, oh, that's like a ledge behind there. I can go back there where no one's going to see me. And I walked around this mountain, and it was a flat spot with hundreds of cases on it. And I'm like, what the fuck is this weird shit? It's like all these boxes with vents in them and rocks piled on top to keep the lids on.
He's going
to
get shot and by another guy with a crazy podcast.
When I watched the footage back of me going right over them and buzzing them, because that's when they really came out, when I was right on top of them.
Because it makes sounds, probably, too.
And a lot of air gets pushed
out. You realize
out.
How crazy those bees are, right? Like if a wasp comes in, like they all flutter their little wings to make it just like one half a degree or one-tenth of 1 degree hotter than the wasp can take. So the wasp dies.
What?
And if it was one degree more than that, they'd die too. But they know science.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with bees. You're
fucking smarter
I
than
wasn't
us.
Fucking with bees. So I pull out, and that's when the real trauma happened. I pull out. I make a left. I fucking floor it to get out because I'm freaked out.
It's a very fast Subaru.
I floor it. Poom, poom. I hit a bird. His little body rolls over my car. And the feathers just were like a firework behind me, like feathers. Just
wait, like he tried to slide across your hood like a detective?
He hit the very
like
front, and the body
I don't like this. Okay, all right. So that's what fear gets you, killing small innocent animals. Yeah. Way to go. Well done.
I guess the point is it's very treacherous to own a drone, and I've crashed it 3 times. Mm-hmm. And they weren't crashes. It's trying to land, and all of a sudden it goes, and then the rotors all break off on one side, and I have to replace
them. Ultimately, what do you want to do with this drone? Like, what's your
Send
ultimate?
It back.
Very intimate, very intimate adult videos.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know. It's fun. It's an odd feeling having a drone 300 or 400 feet up in the air and looking at the screen, because you do get vertigo and you do get freaked out knowing.
Right. I think it's a rush at first.
Does yours have the one that can just follow you?
Yeah, it does that too.
Yeah.
You're just jacking up to the sky.
The video,
why
the video
are you
quality
jacking up to the sky.
The video.
Why
who
not?
Doesn't? I had a friend that went camping once and told me the best part of the experience was when he walked up on top of this mountain and looked out at this beautiful valley during sunrise and pulled out his dick. Oh, and he goes, what? I just pulled it out and just jerked off right there.
What?
And I was like,
who is this person?
John Muir.
Who is this?
I don't want to say his name.
Ansel Adams.
Wait, who is it?
It's a guy. Is a bartender. Comedian? A bartender that worked at the San Diego Improv named Brian.
I don't want to say his name.
Probably enough
information. Within 5 seconds, his name was said.
But he was so proud of that story, and I think he really felt that we were going to be like, "That is beautiful."
No, I worked with a guy for a while. I don't want to say his name, but he was talking about. He's like, "Hey, is it weird that I don't beat off to girls like all the time? Sometimes I just beat off to cars." Oh my god!
Yeah.
Would you stop it?
What?
Stop it!
Yeah.
I think he was just trying to be weird and different and cool. Maybe.
Do
mad,
I know
though.
Who you're talking about?
Yes, you
I
do.
I feel like I do. Krista. Of.
It's Krista. Oh my god. Sometimes I just beat off the Chevrolets.
I got Chevrolet this week. Speaking of getting Chevrolet, I saw a hit and run motorcycle accident today on my lunch break. Right.
Did you get high right before you came in?
I wish.
Yeah, you look pretty.
Your eyes
look
so red.
Totally
bloodshot.
Good.
What's going on?
It's legal.
Stop it. Did James Corden make you cry or something?
It is legal.
Why are your eyes so red?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Maybe I'm tired. I literally didn't do anything. Also, it is legal. You just
can't
go buy it yet.
Literally could be anything. Really?
Could be anything.
Is that what he said?
What?
Literally.
Maybe it's you blowing your vape smoke in my face.
Oh, could be.
It smells pretty good, though.
Could be anything. Yeah. Could be anything.
Yeah, I was talking to Lauren on the phone. I heard, and I look up, and there's a man laying on the ground with his motorcycle and a black Mercedes right there.
Why
and everyone's yelling. And then the Mercedes backs up and zooms
off.
Oh, my
God.
Like 100 miles an hour while I'm screaming out like Rain Man, the guy's license plate.
Unbelievable.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I'm like, holy shit, holy shit. And I'm like, Lauren, I'm like yelling to her. And then I'm like trying to text it to myself.
What was it like? Was it, please say vanity?
No, it was not a van.
Shit.
It said, gotcha.
It said, J. Corden.
I did make eye contact with the guy driving off.
Really?
You're dead. You're dead.
Weird, scary.
You're like? Dead.
He looked like someone that might be at Mo Better Mondays.
So a white guy.
Yeah. Yeah. White guy. He's an Afro-American.
Was it
how
a new?
How do you run away from?
In the daylight.
In the daylight. Surrounded by cars.
Not
and
even that.
Cameras.
Not that. That makes it sound like you're like saying, oh, it's stupid because you won't get away. How do you leave another human being on the ground?
There's all different levels to this. There's how do you leave a human being on the ground? How do you run in broad daylight? And how do you not recognize the fact that hitting a guy, if it's an accident, is not going to be your fault?
Right,
and
exactly.
Now you're probably going to jail for sure.
There's also how do you get drunk. The best gas mileage while you're driving away to?
Yeah, he has no respect
for
the
planet. Cops never find you.
He has no respect for the planet by flooring them. Was it a new Mercedes or was it an
old
shit?
It was a new Mercedes. Here's the problem. He calls 911.
He has no respect for the planet.
Calls 911 and he's like, "Oh, we got the plate. We read off the plate."
Who's he?
The guy who was hit, the motorcyclist.
Oh, he calls the guy.
He calls 911.
Oh, so he's okay.
He's okay.
Oh, well, then fine.
Yeah, fuck
okay.
him. This story's boring.
Yeah, so
move
let
on.
Let the Afro-American black guy go.
Yeah, stop
who
beating
cares?
Up.
He should be on a bike anyway. He's going to get hit.
Yeah, he knows it's dangerous. Ride a motorcycle.
She's like, oh, was it a Jeep? I'm like, definitely was not a Jeep.
Oh, because...
So I have transposed the letters and numbers in some way that it does not come back to the car that hit him. So I'm a
you fucked up.
I'm an unreliable.
You just like
so if any of you are law enforcement that can run all the different permutations, because I know I have the numbers and the letters. I just
if
have
he was
the order
white,
wrong.
Would you care?
If the car
honest.
Was white?
You know,
no, if the dude was white, come on.
Fuck yeah. You can fucking hit a guy.
I'd care more if it was a white guy, because the black guy's probably got a couple of convictions under his belt.
I feel like in Trump's America, it's because he's black
that?
And you want to try and get him.
You
want to
get on Trump's good side.
I'm trying to be more law and order. I am the president of the show.
True. And I am the head of the Air Force.
So a lot of shit happened when I had to be.
So email me if you have access to the California DMV.
Yeah, but here's the thing: is if you punch in black Mercedes, Los Angeles, California, I think you're probably going
to
come up with
95% Jewish lawyers. Probably,
yeah, 200,000 of them.
I punch in the first like four letters I have.
Yeah, yeah. Why couldn't the fucking cop do that?
Because I had to point out that there's cameras to him. I was like, "There's cameras over at that bank. You get the thing." He's like.
And
he's
like, such a fucking snitch. Look
probably
at you.
Could.
Yeah, it's snitch, not a snitch. You gotta bust these people that do
hit and runs. The guy on the motorcycle is fine. He's calling 911 on himself.
Hit and runs are probably the biggest problem we have in this country.
It's like hockey. If you get hit and you're hurt and you're on the ground, and then it's going to be a big penalty. If you get up, the guy gets up.
Someone had seen the guy
as big a penalty.
Smash you with a mag
light. It's not like hockey, really.
Someone did.
Get away.
It's more like I actually went to court, and I asked for mercy for him.
Yeah, I know you did.
Understand. I
let it go, though, Tyler. Right?
What if
no, I need to find
what would you
fucking
have thought?
You ever heard
guy.
A little song called Snitch Bitch?
He's so not a snitch. I'm with you on this one, except for that. You know what would have been really unsettling is if you told the cop and he's like, "Could I have gotten a good shot at him?" And you're like, "Huh?"
What does
that
even
that would have been that would have been very unsettling. That would have been very unsettling. You mean there was actually one right here?
Wait, I didn't make my shoot a black guy quota this week.
I'll tell you how we could have made this a Mo Better Monday.
So my, Jillian's one of my biggest fears in life, and
I'm terrified.
She knows about last week's show, but she hasn't heard it yet, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we're going through all sorts of like moving and like you know taking separate cars and following each other and caravanning and throwing all the kids' shit in one car and the dogs in the other. It's we've been living the life of like a hippie commune from the 60s.
Pretty good.
Gross. Growing your bush out?
Smoking weed.
My bush is huge.
Yep. Nice.
Gangbangs.
So don't touch the bush, Tyler.
Yeah, that's weird that you did that.
It was very odd.
Why?
So I pull up.
We've been doing the show long enough.
I don't know
the
final, why, actually.
The final move so was tonight. Like, I like just to 3 hours before I got here, right? Yeah. Pull up to the house. Our house.
Yeah.
The place we rent.
Our house.
And
the one that had mold in the bathroom. Our house.
And Jillian rolls in. I'm there about 10 minutes before because she didn't want to stop and get dinner on the way. So she got herself some food. And so I beat her in. I'm just taking like.
Beat her.
Beat her. Oh, no.
In.
Beat her in. So I'm taking like just making trips like from my car to the house. My car to the house. All these bags and grocery bags and like the kid stuff.
I'm so rich.
There's
so
a lot of stuff.
I have so many
stop
things.
Stop it. That's what I'm saying. Why do I sound Middle Eastern when you hit her?
Tyler's practicing. We can get home.
Well, apparently you're rich and you beat your wife. So
lay that joke on Lauren.
So Jillian rolls in.
Lauren.
Right? And what do I hear cranked?
Oh, God.
The AD.
Yes.
Last week's
I
episode.
I hear your voice. It's muffled, but because it's inside the car, I hear your voice. No. I hear me laughing.
Dick's exploding
I don't
left
like
and right.
Your wife is going to hate me now.
So I have my hands, like, both my hands have all my stuff. All my stuff.
Oh, man.
And I'm, like, holding it, and I kind of put this stuff down, and I'm prepared to, like, you know, because I don't even really remember, like, you have to understand with Jillian, like, I'll say things that I think are innocent, and she'll get this look of surprise on her face and say, "Never ever say that out loud."
Yeah,
well, you should definitely do a podcast where we never edit anything.
I'm like, why is that bad? That's bad. She's like, "Honey, don't ever, ever." I'm like, "What?"
I don't like knowing that our own judgment in our own heads.
I just
say
there's some accountability should be taken. She's like, "Don't ever say that." I'm like, "Okay, I guess I'll never say." So I'm scared, right? This is like 3 hours ago. I hear it, and then the car turns off. She turns off, and I can hear my kid. He's.
And she just cracks the window and slides divorce papers out.
She opens the door, and I'm prepared for anything, right? Because I really do not know. I am really dumb white guy husband. Like, did I fuck up?
You're a Kevin James character.
I
kind of
am a Kevin James character, which is terrible. And the fact that Kevin James is in hit movies makes me not surprised at all that Trump won.
Tyler,
every time I see a Kevin James poster, I'm like, of course Trump won.
Tyler, do you feel the same way? Because I absolutely feel the same way when I was in a relationship. I was dumb white guy, and she would constantly tell me what to do and stop doing that and don't do this. And don't
car
say
turns
that.
Off.
When we get here, don't say this.
No, car turns off.
No. Yeah.
I put the bags down, and I'm standing there, and I'm actually nervous. And I hope she doesn't hear this because she'll know the power she has, right? And the door opens, and I say, "Hi, honey." And I'm just waiting. And she goes, "Hi, sweets." I'm like, nothing happened yet.
And then you go delete the
so
file.
So far, I'm not. How far into the show did you guys go before I actually showed up last week? That was a little
20
late.
20 minutes?
So maybe she's only
19
minutes. No,
we didn't
in.
Go that long. It was probably 10 minutes.
15 minutes?
Maybe, yeah.
We did an hour and a half, so.
Keep in mind also, that was immediately following the election, and people were sort of shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I still have little moments where I go, what the fuck? Like, what's happening? Like, I start calming down, and I'm like, okay.
A guy tweeted us today who lives in San Diego, and he wasn't very happy with the episode. And that's
pretty much anyone who listens to the show.
I think we lost our chance at a ride in a helicopter.
No!
Oh, come on!
Really?
Yep, I think we need to quickly reevaluate our political beliefs so that we can get in a chopper.
Oh, wait. Tell me more. I'm sorry. I don't know much more right now.
Well, his photo is very stuffy. I don't know if he's in a plane or a helicopter, actually, but he's in an aerial photography.
Could be a drone, dude.
No. Who cares? He's sitting in a drone. You're right.
Oh, he did a selfie.
He shrunk himself.
I don't want to go on a helicopter with a guy that's doing selfies.
It's
anyways.
Not a selfie.
Huh? He's in the picture.
Yeah.
It's up high.
No, I don't know.
I don't want to go on a helicopter if he's asking his passengers to take pictures of him flying the helicopter.
No, he's not.
Right? It's either a selfie or...
You know, I can't even begin to evaluate who I want to go in a helicopter with.
Does it feel like you're at a press conference?
Yes, I'd like to say thank you for electing me head of the After Disaster Air Force.
Oh, okay.
You remember the first time I went in a helicopter? Driving back from Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Get it away from me. With a girl. I was probably like 19, 20 years old.
Yeah.
And we see a cardboard sign on the side of the freeway. This is the 10 freeway leaving Palm Springs. Yep. It says, helicopter rides ahead, $20.
What?
That was the first time I was on a helicopter.
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah. It was fucking great.
Yeah.
It was one of those bubble ones.
That's $20 you ever spent. Yeah, like in the Army.
Took us up for like 10 minutes.
It's not good when the guy turns it on and laughs because it actually turned on.
We pulled off the side of the freeway. He was there in a helicopter by the dinosaurs, and we flew around. And
honestly,
it was fucking great.
If Trump brings that
back. And I was like, 90s!
I might be on board if Trump can bring that back.
The only helicopter I've ever been in was one of those jet copters.
Why are you making a face? Like, that's bad.
Because it's fancy.
That's Air Fox, dude.
It's got a jet engine.
Airwolf. I said Air Fox.
And the thing I remember most is the guy was explaining to me the rules about how to approach it.
Check the Air Fox.
45-degree angle. You only come from this side. You make sure, you know, there's all these reasons for how to approach it. And I went, okay, and we approached it, and we got inside, and he showed me where the seatbelts are and how to do this and put the headset on. And I thought he's going to go like, well, let's go out and pee before we go up. And all of a sudden, we're lifting off.
Mm-hmm.
We're up in the air for an hour.
You thought for sure that another grown man would ask you if you like
to use the bathroom?
I drove
all
the
way to an
airport. Like
you're a child. Kids were going on a long, long journey. You better pee now.
Yeah, if I was a young man when this happened, like I was probably like in my early 20s, but I worked at the Improv, and I met this guy at a show, and he said he's the helicopter pilot for the local news station. And if do I want to go up and do the traffic with him?
You're
and
I goddamn went, yeah. Right, I do.
And then he went meet me at the Kearny Mesa Airport at 5:30 a.m. And I'm like, all right. And I did. And I went up in the chopper, and then I just left, and that was the end of it. I never spoke to the guy. I never saw him before. But he could be one of those creeps that's trying to hit on people.
Trying like to suck your dick at 4,000 feet.
Once you get up in the air, there is no turning back.
There's no laws above 3,000.
That's what I mean.
Above 3,000 feet, it becomes international.
He can put it on autopilot. Strap on some brass knuckles. Lift me out of my chair, put
Sky
me in the back
fight
of the
You remember Airwolf, right?
I didn't ever Michael, saw it, but I remember
Jan
it.
Michael Vincent?
Yeah.
Is this a Tom?
Yeah. I got stress in my life, man. Stress in my life. So one of the, many things happened to us in our 2 weeks, being displaced, Jillian and I.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to it because we had some other orange things to talk about last week. But one of the best things that happened was we thought we found a home for our one little dog, Sydney, little girl
she
dog.
She needs
right?
a home?
She needed a home because we were going to be in the hotels, no hotel.
No, I thought you
dogs.
Were getting rid of her. I was like, wow, no. You guys have changed.
So we have this, I'm not going to go into details, but Jillian knew of somebody who said, we'll watch
before.
The dog, no problem at all. So, we're already set
it's
up
just
in a
weird
hotel.
For a show that's about talking and expressing ourselves. I got this
I don't
want to
get details.
I don't want to get into details.
Yeah,
long
listen,
story.
I got
long
details.
Long story short, we found a home. What do you guys got?
We didn't find a home. That's the problem. So listen. So the place I was going to drop the dog off was in Van Nuys. We're staying in Chatsworth. It's about 9 miles away. So it's about 45 minutes to get there, right? Because it's L.A. So yeah. I say, honey, I'm going, taking Sydney. Got her stuff. I'm going to go drop her off. Sit in traffic, 45 minutes there. I pull up. I'm following the directions. It's in this weird spot. And I got to pull into this lot, and then there's a house. It's dark now. Lights flop on, right? Flip mm-hmm. on. And some lady comes out, and she starts saying, turn off your lights, and the dogs are getting upset. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what's happening here. All you have to know is I don't know who this person is. It's kind of like a go-between, friend of a friend.
Okay.
Oh, sure, we'll watch your dog. Go inside.
And she houses dogs?
I don't know what to say. I still don't know, and I'm not giving details. But go inside, and there's three little maniac dogs running around this woman. This woman looks completely stressed out. And she goes, I didn't know there was going to be another dog coming here, and no one told me, but I guess I'll just have to deal with it then. And I guess this is the dog. My dog, she's all freaked out because the other dogs are starting to attack her, right? And I'm saying, okay, well, I guess she can't stay here. And she goes, no, but you have to leave her here because I'll get in trouble if you take her away, because the person who said it was going to be okay is going to get mad. It was just total chaos.
By the way, in the future, don't ever do this with a babysitter.
Planning not to. So Sydney, my little dog, she's the smartest of our three dogs. She's a great little dog. I love her to death. And
so she recognizes what assholes you guys are by dropping her off at a stranger's house.
She started stressing out, and she never does this, but she just, like, right in the middle of the living room, she just squats down and starts pooping.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with this woman and the three other little dogs.
You're like, I'm sure you got to go clean that up. Panicked. So see you later. Bye.
I did that thing where, like, a ball, Tyler, you get this. Like, it's like a fly ball.
Yeah.
I dove with my hand open.
You just
underneath Sydney. And I caught it before it hit the ground.
Nice.
And
then you just put it there, put it in your pocket like it was nothing.
I just laid there with my hand, palm open, and just let her finish into my hand. Mm. And it was one of the more human ladies in front of a woman who I'd never met.
You're German, right?
And I was just laying there with my hand open.
It feels so good to reconnect with the fatherland.
Oh, it was not good. It was not good.
So I assume then you took your handful of shit and your saying, dog home.
You can just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. It's okay. Let it go.
It's on carpet?
I went to a bar. And I waited. And I called Jillian. I'm like, I don't feel good.
Wait, who's this person that you're leaving a dog with?
Can't leave details.
How'd you wash your hands?
With soap and water.
Did they not?
In her bathroom?
Kitchen.
Did they volunteer to take a dog but didn't know that they were going to take a dog?
It's like
or someone else lives
do
there.
You trust
a couple
Sydney
people live
there.
Okay.
Did you get her back yet?
Oh yeah, I spent 10 minutes down the street at a bar. I went to a really hardcore Raiders bar.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of dirty looks.
Yeah.
Nice.
I waited.
And
I
just showed them your shit hand and they all cowered in fear. You just hold up your hand and it's like the Force.
I called Jillian and I said, "You know what? And I'm
going
to
fuck with him, bro."
I actually made up a whole story about how somebody else was going to watch the dog, and
mm-hmm.
I called the lady back. And she's like, but don't say anything, because I'll get in trouble. And it was a whole thing. It was bad times.
So what'd you do?
I went back and picked up Sydney, because I didn't feel comfortable.
And then you shit in Sydney's.
And then I had
re-established
three dogs.
And you're walking out, and she follows them out. You forgot something. It's another handful of shit.
We have a whole new appreciation.
Hey, the other dogs want to shit in your hand now, too. They saw her do it.
The other dogs were kind of looking at me wantingly, like, oh, he's into that, huh? He's cool with that? You can do that? Like, they were, like, jealous of Sydney. Like, this is how you guys roll?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Like, you know what? That's pretty goddamn good service.
It's not bad.
Hey, where's your bathroom? I don't have a bathroom. Garcon? You got, like, a guy
people always talking
out.
About wiping the butt, but, like, actually, catching?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you saw the horrified faces I was making while I told that story where I was terribly distracted looking at my phone.
Yeah.
Lauren just texted me.
This is the part of the show where we read text.
This thing...
People can't wait for that.
Caught under a glass in our living room. What the fucking fuckhole
like
is that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's. I took pictures of that out in front of Loveline.
I think it's a centipede.
It's a centipede.
Yeah.
That's in your house?
Yeah.
You have
yeah.
to move, dude.
Yeah, you gotta move.
Why are its legs so long?
Because they have 100 legs.
No, but it's like. It looks like a spider centipede.
No, I found those like out front. In front of Loveline. I stopped taking Stanley outside after
I don't
want to
top your story.
Lauren said it's called a house centipede.
I moved out of a place because it was infested with those.
Oh, my God.
Infested.
Swear to God. Sunset and Doheny, that apartment I got after the Westbourne apartment in the 90s. It was a place that was way too expensive.
You can't get rid of them?
They kept coming in, and I would call, and they'd come over, and they'd send an exterminator, and the last guy goes, these things are going to keep coming in here. They live in that bush against the window outside.
How do you remove
and then I told the landlord, I go, listen, I'm going through some stuff and I'm thinking about killing myself. Okay, I don't want to get into that story. That's
dude,
I did
come
tell
on.
Him that.
Why?
I
he went, deals with centipedes.
No, no,
and cockroaches.
No. I was going.
He
there
does
was,
not. He didn't get into psychology for a reason, Mike.
Yeah. No, I told the landlord that.
God, I'm hungry.
Because I had a lease and I said, I
got
to go. And
insect
he goes,
protein at home if you want any.
Yeah, it's
oh,
pretty good.
Oh, my God.
You know what's good about those things? Nothing.
She says it came up from the basement because she brought up boxes to put something.
Oh, we're never going to show down there again.
Yep.
Never. Ever.
We're never even going over there anymore. You know what you can do? Get a bug bomb.
You know, there's a good chance. There's probably maybe only 3%, but there's a percent chance you're going to go home and Zach's going to be being carried out by a bunch of those.
Don't. Here's what you use.
It's going to look like he's skating on his back.
Oh,
don't let one of those things crawl in his nose or his ear because they're going to just take over his brain.
Oh. Wrath of Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, centipedes are much...
So you're talking to the Terminex guy saying I'm suicidal.
No, I told my... I decided I'm leaving no matter what. And I told the guy who rented me the place, this is super gay guy. And I noticed
super
he had
self-help
books all over his place when I signed the papers. Like, he was definitely troubled.
Was the first page, like, get insects from outside?
Because there's nothing I can really do. You signed a year-long lease. And first of all, it was a place that was so expensive. I thought it was cool when I rented it. And I was like, oh, this is a nice place to live. And I flat out told him. I know
this
is boring.
This sounds like a pattern.
Yeah. I flat out told him.
It's too expensive, but I thought it was cool.
Yeah. I have to leave. And he goes, I can't let you out of the lease. I go, I'm going to kill myself. And he went, you take care of you. We'll work this out. And he let me out of the lease. Yeah.
Do you think that'll work with, like, DirecTV?
I might need it for Sirius. And I don't even have a contract with them anymore.
Yeah,
they
keep calling
me.
My internet connection is really slow. I'm gonna put a gun in my mouth.
I said that like I was reading an ad. I might have to do it serious because they won't even leave me alone.
I
totally did.
What the
totally
fuck was
like
that?
A bad late night ad.
Ugh.
You know what you can do is you can scribble Time Warner in like wax on your wall and then blow your brains out against the wall so the logo comes through.
Oh, that's
that'll be
idea.
The picture that shows up on the internet.
That would be
They're
pretty
love
great.
That.
Spectrum. That'll make them change.
Here's
their
what I'm going to do. Here's my suicide note as it reads now. Time Warner would not give me a break on my cable bill. And I've had it with their antics. I go, you want me to change that over to Sprint? Or do you want to give me a fucking faster internet connection for lower money, assholes?
That's a really long suicide note.
Pretty long.
That's going to be the best call that person had, though. That customer service?
Yeah, it'll give them something to talk about at dinner.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. You won't believe, honey, the call that I got today.
What's your name? John? John, what's your last name, by the way? John Adams? Yeah, John Adams. I'm going to write a note.
Your last name
says,
is John Adams?
I'm feeling
here.
Very presidential right now. You know what? That's what you get. When somebody cold calls you, you get their first and last name and then threaten to include them in your suicide note.
I don't think they ever give last names. Hey, can we take a pause here and figure out what's happening downstairs? Really?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good times. Party.
Good. Weapon safe.
Is it
times.
A club down there? Or is
weapon
it like
free
comedy?
Times.
It's Weapon and Monday. They play music. They rap. They do comedy.
But it's been like nothing.
And we've
music.
Never been invited to perform.
You know what's weird is what time is it? There's been no comedy yet.
9:15.
That's what I'm saying.
The show is at 8:30. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
45
I'm not,
minutes of music.
I'm not saying that black
Here
people
we go.
Are stereotypically late. But this show is supposed to start at 8:30 and it never starts before 9:15.
Can we go down there and like just be like the brunt of the jokes?
Yeah.
Like?
Nope.
Yeah.
Definitely, that'd be fun. Definitely don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Why? That'd be fun. Like, look at this white motherfucker. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we wouldn't say that out loud, you asshole.
Really quiet Jesus now. Christ. You just yelled bad words.
You said that?
Are they praying?
The only thing that's stopping us is praying. That's stopping them from hearing us is curtains.
I know.
Okay, now I can say it. Look at this white motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some good people have been stopping in on Mondays lately.
Like Mike, Tyler, Anderson.
Really good people. Really good people.
You know what's weird, though, about this audience? Like, Leno has been coming, not lately, but he would come in on Monday nights, and it's 100% black. No, it's not true.
Leno
It's probably 5%
it
white. But Leno's been coming in and doing, like, the most straight... Like
clean
comedy. It's just a bizarre.
Better
yeah,
Mondays.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do people cheer when he comes.
Oh yeah,
back?
It's Monday.
Yeah.
I was so confused why everything was different tonight. There was parking, like the bar is empty. I didn't understand what was going on.
Well, the bar's empty because they're all in there.
The bar was packed.
No, not at first.
Oh.
Because I got here the exact same time I usually do, and everything seemed a little bit off. I'm not saying because of like anything. I'm just saying it was a little bit different.
It's totally different. There's security.
I forgot it was month. No,
like,
I didn't notice security.
Like America.
You didn't notice security? People getting
not,
frisked at the door?
I went in the side door.
Oh, yeah.
No one even saw me.
It doesn't matter because if you saw it, the
Stop
way Tyler just walked
white
right
privilege.
In and no one even flinched.
Excuse me, I'm meeting someone inside. Right on through, sir.
Yep.
I just point to my face.
Did you bring ID, sir?
You're like, ah, you just show your palm? Even though all of our palms are pretty much the same color.
It's true.
Oh.
Yeah.
True. I watched Into the
That should be a thing.
Inferno?
Like, we can all get together with, like, the palm. Or the bones.
Palm Wonderful.
We're yeah, you just cut, up, cut open some of your bone, and you're like, we're all the same.
And what color are your bones?
White. I saw that documentary on Netflix, 13th.
White. I don't want to watch it because I hear it's very unsettling and
I just
and it's
said I watched
be heartbreaking.
The thing
I know. We're going to get back to it. I'm sorry. Mm. But no, it's very good. It's
I know, that
good.
Was rude.
It's very good. It makes,
Tyler brings
it makes
something up, and we both just chip in. I saw something too. Okay, that's the end of the documentary talk. Move on.
It is the Aftertester, the Werner Herzog volcano movie.
I did too.
Into the Inferno.
I it wasn't enough volcano footage.
He's got three movies coming out this year. I've not seen that one yet. How'd you see it?
Netflix.
Oh, it's on there?
Yeah.
It's already just streaming there.
Pretty tight. It's a very, like, it starts, look at the wonderful volcanoes. And then, like, 2 seconds later, he's, like, picking up bones in the desert.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get that part. It wasn't him picking up the bones. It was the other dude.
I mean, that was great, though. That whole scene, they were like, this, that's the third skeleton ever found like that.
That scene was great, but it seemed like I could have just made this whole thing up. Like, let's just drive out to Death Valley, set up a couple of stakes.
What time would
and
we
then
leave?
Just start sifting through the
dirt.
Well,
he was in that incident in Loch Ness.
And then find bones and go, like, there's a skull. And the viewer's just like, okay.
Ever Harry Benson?
No.
I'll show you my Harry Benson.
No, is that like a Cleveland steamer?
No, he's like a very famous
when
photographer.
When you catch a dog shit in your hand and you jack off with
the
it.
The Harry Benson?
Don't jack off with it afterwards.
It's,
a,
it's, called,
away,
it's called the Jack Russell Harrier.
Harry Benson, a very, very famous photographer. Scottish. You know that famous shot of the Beatles like having a pillow fight?
Yeah.
He took that. He took the picture.
I've definitely seen those pictures.
There's a documentary.
I've been taking photos of Beatles.
Pretty much that's the documentary. It's very good.
There's a documentary about another a really well-known rock photographer, probably the best known rock. I don't remember his name, but it was on Showtime like 3 years ago, and I haven't been able to find it anywhere. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Ronnie Ron?
Stop it.
No.
John Adams?
So I went to the Kings game.
Why?
A couple weeks ago, because the Penguins were in town, right? So I go to the Kings game.
Thanks for the invite.
Very last minute. Never thought I'd be going because of our situation. Jillian was actually at the hotel, and I was like looking online. I'm like, honey, I could get like the best seat in the house for $80. I've not seen the Penguins in 2 years. Single seat, $80 for the best seat in the house. What do you think?
On the bench?
No, it's like right. At, it was the best seat in the house.
Right
at the red
riding
line.
A drone over the ice.
Tenth.
Hey, how about this?
Tenth row.
They make the they put a glass floor in the arena, freeze the ice over it, and they sell seats under the
That'd
ice.
Be pretty good.
So you just see shadows.
Yeah, you lay on cots. You lay on cots.
Wait,
you
so
lay on
the,
cots
the
and
the
look
best,
at cocks.
The best seat in the house is 10 rows away.
10 rows up. You want to be just over
you
the
glass. You know what the best
the
seat in the house is the one that has four empty
glass?
Seats around it.
If you're sitting on glass, it's fun. It's an experience,
but you can't
experience,
see,
but you can't see like the corners.
Okay.
So it was really the best seat.
Are you allowed to bring like a ladder so you can get up on the glass and look over?
They frown them out.
Stilts.
So
you can bring a step stool.
The audience is always annoying, especially in LA, but this audience.
You mean everywhere at every show?
Oh, my God. Yeah. So this is, I'm sitting there, right? I walk in, I go down my row, get there right before puck drop, because it was a little, very last minute thing. And I see
puck
our
drop sounds like another sexual thing.
I see our row is completely empty, except for like three dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So I find my seat. It's right next to the three dudes, of course. So I sit like, with a gap, right? And
he got kicked out.
And
instantly.
Towards the end of the first period, some guy comes and he goes, "That's me." And the row is still empty. So I'm like, all right, I'll sit next to the fucking other three dudes. So I cram. Now there's five of us sitting in this row of 20.
With empty seats
around? With empty seats on either side.
That happens
and I'm in the middle.
Games and it makes
I'm
me
in the middle.
So I mad.
It's like so this. Upsetting, right? So the dude that made me move because I was in his seat, I can tell he's just a little bit off. And this woman behind me, she's saying this to her husband. So who's the best player on the ice right now? Well, I don't know, honey. It's really a matter of opinion. There's plenty of... What does that mean? Well, that guy just said, check him. What does that mean?
Oh,
well, checking is... that's when you hit someone on the ice. Check him! Check him! She just
oh,
like, immediately adopts it and starts screaming.
She's like a
check
parrot.
Him! Check him!
Yeah.
The guy next to me that made me like move, he turns... like after about a full 30 minutes of hearing her say check him every time there's any kind of contact, he turns to her. They're both Kings fans. And he goes, would you stop your screeching? Like, he's furious at her. Mm-hmm. And she
can
goes,
you describe
what?
This man? What does he look like?
He's wearing a Kings hat. He's probably 56 years old.
56?
He looks like he'd write for some beat TV show that you don't watch.
Okay. Yeah. Scruffy beard?
No. No beard. But he's by himself.
Portly?
No. Thin. Wiry. Nervous.
Like a Jim Rash?
Yeah, but more hair.
It's not hard to have more hair than Jim Rash.
Anyways, so
not who is who I was envisioning at all.
She is
she. What does she
My prejudices
look like?
Are showing.
She's heavy set.
Okay, she's okay. Fitting in with what I was imagining.
So she's
not
like,
me. I was imagining some like white hair, a little skinny old lady.
Mike was imagining a hot chick.
She's like probably 40.
Okay,
right.
Blonde.
No, darker. And she's saying to her,
"Jesus Christ, I can't get a clear picture of this scenario.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the guy? He told me to shut up." And I'm, and you know what I said to him? I said, "Go to a different game." I said, "Go to a different game if you don't like it." And I'm hearing this, and she is talking about that. I actually look at my watch, guys, because I realize I'm going to talk about it on the show. And I said, "I'm going to clock this. 18 minutes." She talked about that for 18 fucking minutes during the game, and it was a really good
game. I can't even fathom this. 18 like how minutes, uncomfortable this
it
was.
It kept coming up, and the guy next to me is by himself, and he's just watching the game.
You probably
being
bought
quiet.
That guy's seat. He probably got $80, and he sat next to you.
Maybe, because he doesn't have any friends, and he had two. Yeah. The people next to me, they're actually younger kids, and they know hockey, and they're talking about hockey. And I'm just trying to like cool the scene, because I'm quiet. I go there incognito.
Were there
I'm
no
by
other
myself.
Places you could move to?
Yeah.
Like maybe go to the second best seats?
I don't know. They're kind of like, you know, when you're down there
because
in the lower bowl.
Because I can't stand this confrontation and the tension. And I went to a Kings game by myself once, or a Ducks game by myself.
I was by myself. That's what I'm saying. But I wore nothing but a black shirt. Like no one could tell who I was rooting for until something happened, and then I would go crazy.
I think
crazy.
That guy's rooting for snakes.
I had a beer. I had some popcorn. I was very much looking forward to it. The game started. I was fascinated. I was having a great time. I was getting into it. And the people behind me and the guy in front of me were screaming so fucking loud that I was like, I can't take this. Like, you're an adult man just at the top of his lungs screaming at the game. And I was
that's
like,
too much.
What's happening?
It's fine every now and then, like, if you want to be a drunk idiot and you yell something and then, like, give us all a break. And then, like, another exclamation.
When they score, if you stand up and cheer, I'm fine with that. But I'm not fine with the constant.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm,
of course.
I'm narrating the scenario I wish to play out in my head. And I'm also, contributing to the broadcast. I don't like, I don't go for the insults either.
Well, it's really fun to, like, if you hate one of the refs and they keep calling, like, bad calls, it's really fun to say, hey, ref, I got a penalty on you. Your wife, too many men. That's fun to say that. It's not bad. Especially if they're in earshot. It's pretty good. Because too many men on the ice is one of the, So.
It's so weird to make it personal. It's a stupid game. Ref.
I told you that I had
I know your dick's only 4 inches long.
I had Marty
McSorley's. How do I know?
Marty McSorley, you ever heard of that guy?
Yes.
He's like bruiser for the Kings before that. I had his actual address that I memorized.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting, because I knew I was going to be sitting right, this is the back of the forum years and years ago. And I was going to be sitting like four, like rows away from the penalty box where he always was. And I just was screaming out his actual personal. I told this story on the show.
No, I don't remember it.
He's the same one that I heard trying to buy cocaine. And
Okay, Kings game a few nights ago.
So you were yelling at his address, so he gets terrified.
Yeah,
and
no,
he
gets pissed.
He
turns around.
Lose his concentration.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, that seems like cheating. But all right,
kind of.
Why don't you just take it? Why don't you have some balls and just go even farther?
How's that?
Buy his house.
There's a guy raping and murdering your baby right now.
He didn't have a kid.
4372 North Elm Avenue. I got a friend over there who's raping your wife.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's too much.
I mean, I'm saying if you want to take it as far as you can.
We don't make light of rape here on
the show.
Now we're
going to have to apologize.
I'm not making light at all. I'm saying he'll probably play worse.
I'm not making light of it. I'm just saying it's a great way to distract
an athlete. I'm only to the second period, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Gets better. Yeah. So,
and you brought three tampons.
I hear the guy next to me talking about... That's pretty good. Don't bump. Don't actually bump. They just bumped. Guys, don't bump. So
that
the guy
that was the most effeminate...
Great
that
was, fucking
I'm
trying
to
joke, dude.
Cut the tension with
ever.
Check him! And like, he's just quiet now and kind of petrified because now there's like a mob growing behind us. Yeah, that's what he said to me. And she's talking to people like in the row behind her. Yeah, he told me to shut up. Can you believe that? At a Kings game. Meanwhile, she's never been to a Kings game. She doesn't even know what check is.
Mm-hmm.
And that was her infraction, was yelling check. So
that was her infraction?
Yeah, kind of. So
look, top of the list, Attorney General.
Yep.
My cabinet is complete.
The guys next to me are talking about this guy that plays for the Kings, right? He's a decent defenseman. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now. What the fuck was his name? God damn.
Donald Brashear.
No. So I know
Jonathan Quick.
No. So Muzzin.
Muzzy.
Muzzin.
These
so I know
children,
the Muzzin was.
You might think they're French, but they're Muzzin? Actually Americans.
What is that?
Muzzy. You don't remember the commercials for Muzzy?
Oh my God, how does anyone listen to the show? Ever.
People know this fucking commercial.
That's a good question.
Muzzin. So Muzzin's on the ice.
This old white
lady.
And
I'm trying to cut the tension with actual hockey talk. So I talked to the guys next to me. Sorry, buddy. I don't know that. I'm sorry. Is it like Dora the Explorer, but it's French? Can we talk about Muzzy for a minute so you don't look sad?
I'll pull up the Muzzy commercial.
Tyler, no one can see it, but Tyler looks so dejected and sad.
Right? That's what I'm saying. You guys don't know Muzzy.
Is it because you have a fucking centipedes rolling all over your house right now? Is that why you're sad?
That and my Muzzy fetish are being, I feel like you're not respecting them.
What? Who? Muzzies?
My Muzzy fetish. Can anyone hear this?
They probably can't hear it.
Can we put this guy as on our show?
Sure.
Special guest.
You want to go downstairs and find his name? And we can put him in the iTunes tag.
I don't know if anyone can hear it, but that was good. No, dude, Muzzy can't.
Yes, that's French they're speaking. And no, these children aren't French. They're American. And they've acquired their language skills from Muzzy, the remarkable new video language program for children developed by the British Broadcasting Corporation. BBC. With this unique BBC language course, children learn a second language with incredible ease.
That's Muzzy.
That's a great ad.
Ad, Michael. 70s? And why? Are we just like that show? Like, Muzzin sounds like Muzzy. Let's play a commercial from Muzzy.
Yeah. Yes, what do you mean?
So they're talking about Muzzin, and I'm like trying to like actually have
on their favorite TV show and teaches children the same way they learned English. Learning another language becomes fun. You'll be amazed.
The Muzzy, I just realized my wife looks like the Muzzy kid.
So I say, because I'm trying to cut the tension that's building, and I'm trying to have actual hockey talk.
You mean the tension to avoid a fight?
It's just one little dude next to me who I don't like, but I'm feeling like I'm going to have to stick up for him because the people behind me are worse, even though he was like awful.
So her boyfriend, her husband did not defend her honor?
No, there's a lot of discussion. There was actually no honor defending. There was just like, what did he say? Tell me again. What did he say? 18 minutes before they moved on. I clocked it, right? So I'm trying to cut the tension because I hear the guy next to me.
I get it. The guy didn't know that she was
the younger
guy. Such a nightmare.
Are talking about Muzzin. Oh my fuck.
Their new language from the very first day through this.
So I say this because it's a true fact, right? It's a little thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, Muzzin was actually originally.
Method. The entire course, 4 videos, 2 audio cassettes.
Who?
I said that player that you're talking
about. Who?
Was actually drafted by the Pittsburgh Penguins. Silence. It's the first thing I've said the entire game. We're an hour and a half in. It's the first time I actually
spoke. Often. I have that experience often.
And I'm like, it's true. He was drafted by the Penguins.
Why did you think that would help anything?
They were talking about him glowingly, the guys next to me, about how good he's doing and like what he's doing. And I was just trying to like get on the action. It was an hour and a half in. I had not spoke to any of my neighbors. There was a lot of turmoil occurring. And I was trying to like... cut the ice. Break the ice.
What if they were in like some kind of
they were talking about Muzzin.
Social anxiety club? They're like, let's go to a hockey game where no one talks to us. Yeah, that's the only place I feel comfortable.
Not what was happening because there was two jackasses.
You can get Muzzy in Italian.
Hey, get the Muzzy. Hey, you learn Italian.
Oh, Muzzy sounds like...
Time for dinner, Luigi. It would be you, Mom. I learned it from a Muzzy. Hey, grab my balls. He's 3. He learned it from Muzzy. We should buy those Muzzy tapes.
Muzzy sounds like an offensive Italian term for Muslims.
Tell him he does. Muzzy. I got 2 Muzzies just came into the bar. Check for bombs. And by bombs, of course, I mean your joke.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
1-800-WAIT-A month for 6 months. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call
1-800-424-0700.
It's got to be 70s, right?
It's 80s.
It's 80s.
Oh, 80s?
Like 80s.
But look at the video. You're right. It's 80s.
But they're like behind the times because they're Muzzy.
You know how you can tell it's an 80s video when you look at the woman's hair?
It's
an attractive woman.
Big hair.
Big or just that looks unattractive.
Or they have a weird white collar like they're a judge.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know what's happening.
That's all right.
Tyler.
Ooh, 90s commercials.
Yes. So, I thought it got, like, you know, then thank God the period ended, right?
Yeah.
It's a tight game, too. It was like 1-0.
How many tampons is he down to now?
2-2. It ended in overtime, 3-2. And overtime goal, 3-2, Kings win, right?
Yeah.
Before that happened, though, something like that.
Who scored the goal?
It was Muzzin.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Tyler, you weren't quick enough.
I don't have the video. It was 90s commercials.
I did. I really enjoyed myself.
You set him up for that. And you
did Muzzin really score?
No. I don't know who scored because I was so pissed. I fled. And I was there with my buddy Jason and Kaylin. They really wanted to... What is that?
Yes, that's French they're speaking. And no, these children.
Wait, what was
French.
The first part? Rewind that.
What was that?
Was it like a mentally challenged Frenchman?
That was
serial.
Muzzy.
It's their serial killer.
Oh, is he like a
Oh, Muzzy's a gorilla?
Muzzy's retarded.
That's literally what Lauren looked like when she was like.
Muzzy's retarded.
Hey, I thought you said you got a single ticket to go to this game by yourself, and now I find out you're there with a bunch of friends.
No, I had friends that were there.
Wow.
At the game.
Okay, got it.
And you know Jason, right? And Kaylin, they were in Cult of Corona.
Yeah.
Fuck this. Let's go loot this neighborhood. Yeah. Remember that was his line? Yeah. Well, his daughter, she wants some new pictures, and they really want you to take them. Cool with that?
I don't think I'm good at it, to be honest with you.
So anyways, third period, right?
Uh-oh.
I'm sure the price too paid is going to be thrilled to hear that. I just did Anna Davis pictures, and I was like, I don't. But then again, we also were rushed.
I don't know if I like too much clothes.
Because that's all I do the whole time. You got too many clothes on for me to take out the pictures.
Did you ask to hold her breasts?
The flashes are reflecting off of the shutter.
I did, without trying to be funny or flirty, I did say, I want to close the lid on that. We were doing some like professional-looking pictures, and I go, I want to close the lid on the laughter. She goes, that's okay. And I went, I don't want to do it because my hand's going to slip and touch your vagina. Because it was sitting on her lap and she was holding something.
Close the lid on what?
She had a laptop on her lap and I wanted to squeeze it shut, the lid shut like that, like pinch it shut more.
You just got to grab her by the laptop.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's not funny, guys.
I know, and my response isn't funny either because I had to edit myself. Jesus Christ. What a pussy I am in Trump's America.
Here's one of the worst things I probably ever said on the show.
Muzzy?
One of the biggest fears that I have about this whole Trump debacle.
Mm-hmm. Is that Jillian falls in love with Trump and moves to the White House and leaves you and the dogs?
No, it's like what we do on this show and like how we just speak frankly and whatnot. Yeah. It's just going to be like, oh, they're just trying to be like Trump.
Locker room talk.
Fuck.
Locker room talk.
It's horrible to admit that, but that's like one of the...
You stole some thunder. However,
there's plenty of other issues too.
Like, that's one of God. One of the big ones.
That's one of the big ones.
That's just after disaster talk.
I wish I just thought this through. I wish I could think this through for a moment because I bet this is probably there is a positive.
I'm gonna get shit about that. I should not have said that.
There is.
I don't even know. I don't really understand what you said.
My biggest concern. One of my biggest concerns is like
we lose our edge.
Yeah, people are just be like, oh, that's just Trump talk they're doing. Like
you're worried that he's biting us.
That people are going to think we're biting him.
That it's going to be common talk for someone just to, like a
anyone,
cop.
We've done 361 episodes of this retarded show. Ooh.
That's just Trump talk you're doing right there.
Hey, here's, I've said this to people as I've been trying to console and comfort, mostly girls.
I haven't gotten to the third period yet, but okay.
I've said this to people over the past week
we stopped at the 6-minute mark with this talk.
I'm sorry that there's no positive silver lining to this story, blah, blah, blah. And then just right this moment, I started thinking, maybe there was a slight positive because maybe we can slow down the PC train, which is out of control.
No, but if anything, it's going to get stronger.
Yeah, we need
that's
the
what
Mac
I'm talking
train.
About. That's what I'm talking about. Like, this show is going to be more shame than ever because they're like, look at, they're being
thought
like
you
Trump.
Meant, I thought you meant
it's
like...
Because there's such a divide. Oh. There's such a fucking divide.
I'm still
you're
really
on one
not
side
clear
the
what
other.
We're talking about.
We're talking about the third period. So I think things are going to get better now, right? Because everyone's had a moment to go to the bathroom and to go grab a beer or whatever, relax, come back. Oh, I'm so excited to hear the dude next to me and the people behind me have chilled out. No more slander. No more. It's what he said to me. I'm not hearing that at all anymore. Here's what I'm hearing instead. And that's why the Democrats are like that.
Oh,
and it's because of Trump.
These fucking idiots should listen to us and know that never talk about politics.
Took me 10 minutes of just wondering because you can't. It's really hard in a bright arena to actually turn around, crank fully around with small little seats, and look.
It is really hard to crank one out
to look
arena.
To see who's actually without, like, you know what I mean. Like, it's hard. Like, if someone's sitting behind you on a plane, it's really hard to figure out.
That's why I carry a compact mirror with me, and I just hold it up and eyeball them like I'm driving my car.
I finally did. Who was it? Who's doing this?
Mm-hmm.
A portly 12-year-old little girl, way too smart for her own good, and she won't shut the fuck up about politics.
Oh, it wasn't the Checkham lady.
No. It was a chick next to her.
Mm.
Checkham lady's now like drunk beyond submission.
Okay, this is a dumb question.
She's
but,
like, fuck.
What is the, and I'm being dead serious, I'm, what's the retribution
this little
if
bitch
you were to stand
up, shut
up in a hockey game?
Is that bad
I
to
know
say bitch?
If you were in a theatrical event.
Saying little bitch. I'm calling her a little bitch. Now that's like a Trump thing, and now I'm going to be like, grouped in with him.
Or else it's going to have no effect because people just think that's the way people talk now.
But I don't want that either.
If
I just want to talk like that. I don't want people to think that other people talk like that.
I don't want
like
ugly orange people to talk like that. And
if,
I,
if you were to stand up, and I'm being very, very sincere here, and turn around and go, shut the fuck up. Is that could they get an usher and have you removed?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's what I didn't know. Like if the rules were a little different
I've
for
been
hockey
removed.
Games.
What if you just said shut up? I've been removed.
Do they remove you to another seat or they boot you?
They removed my dad and I out of the section, and then they let us back in, and then I proceeded to cheers the woman who had us kicked out with my beers for the rest of the game.
Did
and,
she see it?
Oh yeah, she was pissed.
Yeah.
That was a story I told it a long time ago, I'm sure.
You know what? We all seem shocked when we see these huge fights break out at sporting events, but I'm surprised it doesn't happen every single game.
I think it does. Somewhere in the arena. It's a big arena.
Really?
Yeah. Is it weird to think that our listeners could fill that arena? It's pretty sweet. Mm. You ever think about that?
I just got like such a boner.
Tyler liked that a lot, yeah.
I did like
that. That'd be a good live show.
I should hold my first rally.
If every single person who listens to this show on a weekly basis were to go...
Maybe not after last week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. now
we might have a half
more Twitters,
half-filled
more
arena. Twits.
Downgrade to Largo or something.
More Twitters.
Yeah.
The guy downstairs is tired of getting pussy. That's what I just heard.
Is that what you're saying?
Hmm. Phil, that sounds very Trump to me.
Do you think Muzzy would work down there, my Muzzy material?
No, but your great shirt material was really good. You can sell that joke.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, that was a really good joke.
I can't now.
You want me to get Master Randy on the horn or someone who would actually
buy it? You want to call a wife beater in the Middle East? Great shirt.
We can't upload this episode. That's my retirement fund, is that joke.
Hey, thanks to everybody who used to Patreon.
How pissed is Zach going to be when I die and he opens the will and there's a little packet that says his name on it. The only thing I left him was that joke.
People are like, I don't even know what that means. Because
you, son. Yeah,
they're not
everyone's
that
equal
anymore.
They're for sure not called that anymore.
We're all the same color. We're all equal.
Thank you to everyone who used to Patreon the show. It was a very nice run.
It was a nice, it was a good run.
Thank you.
What's funny is like the most passionate emails we got were from actual like supporters, either from groupers or Patreon.
Yeah,
which
makes sense. They're the ones who are, you know, they're paying more attention because they're paying for it. They have to justify every moment in their head and see if it's worth it.
There was someone that says it's a good thing that groupers came out before that episode because they said, I regret supporting you. So
really?
Yeah.
Did they say that?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Why'd you forward me that and not forward him that?
I didn't get that one.
I forwarded a couple. You maybe missed it.
Because I saw that one, too.
I'll return your money if you really feel that way. Give me an email.
No.
No.
I'll tell you who it is. Really,
yeah, who is it?
Emily.
Emily Moores? That's not me.
Yeah, sex with Emily.
I'm not going to say her last name because maybe she.
If you gave anything less than $25, I'll give it back to you.
If you got no perks, here's the ultimate perk. You'll get your money back.
No, if there really is somebody who feels regret and whatnot, hit me up on email.
This is going to be upsetting when you don't get to make your movie because 70... Cause, no, like cause,
2,000 people are like, I feel I regret it.
I still have not gotten a dime yet, so I don't know what's going on. But, you know, it's early in the week.
The Seed and Spark guys are like, oh, my God, it actually worked.
They're ladies, actually. They're very
ladies.
Smart women, yeah.
You're like ladies controlling your
but
money.
But does the money transfer?
They're probably out buying shoes.
Oh, my God, so many shoes. They don't even call it shopping. They call it shooping.
Dear Mr. Cowan, we donated all your money to the Donald J. Trump Foundation.
We donated all your money to the Mike Lozet Foundation. Okay.
Who? Mike Lozet?
Mike Lozet. I'm very stuffy, all right?
Don't bring out the big guns with the closet joke that no one even gets. What is that? What are you talking about?
Because they're ladies, and they went out and they shopped for the closet. They donated all of my money.
I was like, don't burn those two great closet.
They're wardrobe.
Groupers, more like shoopers.
Am I right?
That's right.
More like shoes and purrs.
Maybe if your movie was about shoes, we would have let you have the money.
I'm confused by who these women are.
All of a sudden, they're smug, rich people in Rhode Island.
That are ripping up independent filmmakers.
They are rich. They are totally rich.
Why do you think that?
Because I know what they're making off of my little campaign, and they do like many campaigns
a month.
Are
they taking like 8%?
5.
Woo!
Wow.
I just heard.
Woo! That guy was reacted, huh?
All right,
so this is it, right?
This is it. This is the last show.
Did we piss? How many people did we piss off this week?
I don't think
what many. If last week had just been our last show? We just left it right there, pinned to the top.
Well, it's
last
funny because we never talk politics, and I make it a point not to talk politics or not to let us talk about it.
Yeah.
I try not to let us talk about
politics. I know I try
not
to talk
about it. We didn't try very hard last week.
I just think this is such a big
Like, it's big, and it's, that's
big
why it's kind
event
of
to happen
interesting
in this
to hear three idiots who are totally uninformed, misinformed, you know, take our collective. But we
I'll
live
say
in a bubble.
More than
we
misinformed.
Live in a bubble too. Everyone lives in a fucking bubble.
No, we live in more of a bubble than most people. Most of
I think most people live in a bubble. It's either this bubble or that bubble. Yes, yeah, but, I think the people that live in rural America live in just as big a bubble.
I've had my eyes open a little bit, and I firmly believe it, courtesy of people whose opinion shouldn't be trusted, like Dr. Drew. No, but I have actually realized. I talked to a friend in Atlanta this morning. He goes, you know what people don't get is that no other part of the country wants to be California, and our attitude toward, and this is a rich guy, by the way. He goes, our attitude,
you know, Ted Turner
out here is don't fucking tell us what to do, California. Right. And we all looked at Hillary Clinton like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like liberals trying to push your fucking agenda on everybody else.
You know, she's from Arkansas.
But what I'm saying is we are spoiled fucking rotten.
Yeah,
and here's the conclusion I came to that someone
arrogant.
Told me to fuck off with.
California
I said,
is very arrogant.
Yeah. I said, the part of what's opening my eyes is a little bit, people, everyone I know on Facebook that isn't in California or New York, when you look at their posts, by and large, they're pictures of their family. When you look at California posts, it's by and large bragging about, I'm here,
but hold on. Most of those people who are doing that are not from California. They moved to California.
Okay. Well, how about this? How about this quick little statement? David Feldman.
You know, the three of us are very unique in the fact that we were born and raised in California. There's very
I
few
wasn't.
People.
Tucson.
Oh, get out.
Yeah. Also,
out.
Not
also.
A true.
No wonder you're the one who pissed
Donald
everybody
Trump.
Off.
Trump.
Talk about a
Donald
Muzzy Donald over
Trump.
Here. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah. I learned to speak Californian with Muzzy. David Feldman, very, very liberal writer friend
Poor
of mine,
brother, right?
posted, he went on the road with Bernie Sanders for like 2 months. And he said, I met all kinds of people around the country. I don't think they're stupid. And he goes, maybe they are stupid. And he goes, but I'll tell you this much. And this guy is insanely liberal. He goes, people in the red states are much more likely to help you if you have a flat tire
oh, for
than
sure.
any of the assholes I know in Hollywood.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so right, that got me
if
thinking
you're white.
About something. It, oh, yeah.
Kidding.
Yeah, no, you got to be white. This is only for white people.
The whole racist thing, though. I'm not. I've been told
what
by
are we doing?
Higher powers.
What are we doing?
Told by higher powers not to comment, not to talk about it. But here's the thing.
So here we go.
Here's the thing.
What are
Maybe
we doing?
I'm just fucking naive.
Yeah, we
Maybe
are.
Maybe I'm just too.
Tyler Anderson.
I can't
I am
fucking
so naive.
Believe that people are that. That some of the stories that I was seeing, the ones that were being forwarded to me and shaming me into saying anything positive about the outcome and or having any hope because. I was seeing all sorts of posts that people were forwarding to me saying, here's what's happening now, Anderson. This is why you should not be looking for any positive spin because this kind of thing is happening. I have a I'm not saying I don't believe it. I can't make my mind.
I can't make my mind
understand, you know, harming like an innocent animal or. I don't have that fucking in me. I don't
Anderson,
understand
that's
that.
The bubble. That's the bubble.
I can't imagine that. Like, okay, Dick Cheney. Let's go back to like, you know, 10 years ago. People really believed that Dick Cheney wanted to just harm all human beings so he could put more money in his pocket. And I never believed that he is that evil. I just don't think that there's anyone that's that evil. And if they are, they don't get.
I do.
I think there's evil people that are in power, but I don't think they get that high in power. I don't think Dick.
Anderson, that's the bubble. The bubble we live in, we don't see racism because it's not around us. But everywhere else in the country, there's a shitload of fucking hate. And
well, there's also plenty here that
yeah,
we're
but not,
white guys. We don't.
No, I know. But
what
you,
about this?
We
though?
Don't like, get. We don't get the hassle that black.
Right now,
get.
Like I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You go ask those people downstairs. They could tell you a lot of stories of
yeah,
shit that's happening.
Ton of racist fucks.
They're
coming out of the woodwork, right?
Yeah.
Why not? Like, hate crime is a real thing. It's enforceable. Why not really turn up the heat on hate? Okay, you're coming out. You're coming out in the open now, and you're coming off of Twitter, and you're doing these things in the open now. Let's fucking start arresting these people left and right and charging them with hate crimes. Let's
I don't
find
know.
Them while they're bubbling
I don't know
up.
If that's legal. I mean, it's a free,
it's totally
it's free
legal.
Speech.
No, writing like "FUNer" on someone's
oh, yeah,
car
yeah,
is
yeah.
beyond
yeah.
free speech.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe if
do I
this,
need to go erase that?
This is happening, like there's a little window where everyone feels like, oh, I can be open with my racism. Great, because
yeah.
they've been all such pussies, and we haven't seen them. They're all hiding behind like false Twitter names and false
yeah.
accounts and whatnot. Now's the time to.
I think what we do is you just find your own people with like-minded beliefs.
Like white people?
And you stick. No, I'm saying like
make
I'm
make the bubble bigger.
Like
what are we doing?
Muzzies.
What are we doing? We did so good.
Right.
This
yeah, 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 yeah.
What
let's
are we
stop.
Doing?
Let's stop talking about politics.
I find it really fucking shocking that we all have the same technology. The world is smaller than ever because most everyone has access to.
Yeah, and that creates a lot of resentment internet. when you
but
live
at the same
in,
time,
when you live in a little town and you have no
Tyler used to talk about like the you know 100 years ago the United States, like you could be in New York in a skyscraper, mm-hmm. and then back in the West there's fucking cowboys and Indians. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Nowadays, yep. everyone's got a tablet.
Yeah.
Everyone's got
yeah,
a smartphone.
That just creates more dissent. It creates more
communication.
No, way less. No, it does not. If you're sitting in your rural farm town working in a feed store and your life
there's
is
feed
not
stores
that
here.
No, your life is doesn't have the opportunity that everyone else's life has because you can't get out of there. You have no money, and this is just where you're going to be. And
the
you're
irony
looking,
is, I feel trapped
you're looking
in
at
California.
Other people talk
I
about
feel
how
so trapped
great
there.
Their life is and how magical it is and. And oh, look at boo hoo hoo! I'm rich and I'm 25 and I think we should start being nice to each other. You're like fuck you.
It's the dissension and the division.
We almost made it.
Yeah, I know.
We should
we
just
had
edit
a whole
that last
episode.
But no, we didn't say anything like inflammatory. I
no.
It makes me.
Ooh.
You know, it goes back to my whole kickball story where I used to like when
doesn't
I was a
everything.
Kid, I was a little kid and I just wanted to play kickball. Let's just play kickball. We have this fucking field. We can play kickball for 45 minutes and like everyone wanted to argue about the teams for 35 minutes.
That's a good world. Yes.
And it's depressing. And it was depressing then and I think it's going to be depressing until I'm dead because we have so much that we could do and so much opportunity but everyone
has to
try.
So what happened?
And,
you just walked away from the field?
No, I would
he just popped the ball.
Sit there with
a
my arms crossed and
said,
saying,
keep
can we just keep the same play, the same teams from yesterday? No, we got to repick. I'm like, but it was fine yesterday. Let's just play. No, we have to pick. And they would sit there and pick for 35 minutes and then play for 10 every fucking day, these kids. Mm. And that was a little like peek into what the world is. And it sucked. I just want to play kickball.
People just need to be better to other people.
That's more than that.
No, not really.
It's
everyone was better to other
it's
people.
It's the whole size thing and the whole. But I my perspective changed a little bit every single day having the kid.
Yeah,
and Tyler and I were going to do the show, and now I'm having second thoughts about it because I don't want to sell out the kid before he has no say in it. I don't want to be talking about
what do you mean you sell it out? You gonna mock him or something?
No, I'm going to be talking. If I'm
and
talking
then
about
that little fucking
he,
idiot.
All right, here's a little. Here's an example. Jillian and I were wondering because he's a hungry kid. Mm-hmm. He wants to feed all the time. We call him Boob.
You
got to
put him on a diet already?
We wanted to see if he'd suck mine.
Yes.
Boob. He did.
Hold on.
He latched on and everything.
Obviously. Well, you put anything in his mouth.
Yeah, that's
latch
like
on.
Saying if a dog is eating and I stick my finger in his balls, you're going to try to eat that.
No, my dog wouldn't.
Did he get any milk? That's the question.
No, there's no
milk.
What
is he supposed to do? Look at you and go, I'm not a
muzzy.
Oh, Jesus.
That was the worst thing said on this show for
I'm
years.
I'm going to edit that out. Sort of got it.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
What are you going to ADR it?
I thought it would be fine.
What am I,
duck?
I'm not a homosexual.
What am I, a marmot? What am I, a muzzy buyer?
Oh, you should put muzzy there.
I don't have time to edit.
You want me to do it? You want me to put muzzy?
No,
I don't know if I need Atticus having an entire show that's devoted to he and your kid.
I talked about milking my son's nipples.
On here, though. Yeah. It's not about him. It's not like his friends will be. Like his friends might be like.
I think you keep acting like the show's, like we said, it's not going to be like
do you
planet
really
Earth
think
of your son.
It will.
You really think at any point in your child's life, his friends are going to go, I'm going to listen to that podcast your dad did
Tuesday.
About babies?
You and I. Tyler's got a little bit of it, but you and I, Mike, we can't remember like when we were kids. There was no, imagine we'll look up anyone's past.
Yeah,
on the
good,
computer.
Good point.
We
good
don't
point.
Get it.
Hey, by the way, I
so
was
we'll
just
start next
that
week.
Was just oh, a locker room talk earlier.
Yeah. So whoever you voted for, it's fine. We still like you.
It's not fine. Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
All I'm saying is Kanye 2020.
2020. Is that when we vote next?
Yes. For president.
Oh. But when do we revote the
here's,
after disaster presidency?
Oh.
Here's one of the scariest things, guys. No one's even talking about this, but you know how it's a pendulum?
swing back and forth.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, like when people voted in, when everyone voted, when we did vote in Obama 8 years ago and then again 4 years later, it was change, right? We didn't trust the political elite then, and he was different. And now we're like swinging even further that way with this whole Trump thing, right? Like someone who's never been a politician. It's going to swing back the other way. And
to RuPaul?
Fucking Nixon-like is that guy going to be? Or girl? We are going to go so... like if the country does go, we're going to swing... the pendulum's going to swing so fucking far back to must be a total politician and say everything correctly. Because that's... growing up, all of us hated the idea that politicians never say... never speak frankly. They never talk about how they actually feel. We never know who they actually are.
What are we doing?
That's why this guy got in.
No.
Yeah,
and he spoke. I don't think, when he spoke, he turned out to be not a nice person.
All right,
I gotta end this.
I feel like I'm gonna get more emails because we're on your podcast.
Really? No.
The last 20 minutes. Let's talk over. I'm
talking about the future. I'm not talking about now. I'm saying that.
No, I'm talking about before that.
When he said the gag.
I've seen the future.
No, not the gag.
It is murder.
Me?
This is really not a good way to end the show. We had an up there somewhere that we should have ended on.
Yeah, when I said at 105, we had send the show.
I'd love to, you know, talk to my dad about this, but he's dead. I can't. And I'm just a guy without a dad. Leave me alone. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't have my dad to tell.
Should we just put the microphones through the curtain and give people 5 minutes on Movement of Mondays to lift their spirits?
You know what they call it?
It's just total Trump talk for 5 minutes out there.
I heard something about legal weed.
Legal weed's coming up on Mobiter Mondays. So what do you think?
It came up on this show before it came up on Mobiter Mondays.
Did it really?
Yeah.
You know what else came up on the show? Yeah. A long time ago. This guy. Carano. Talking about Trump winning. And you're like, he's not going to win. And Carano's like, I think he might.
Well, I'll tell you what. Reggie brought him up fucking show like 150.
God.
It was the Smelling Salts episode.
I know.
Wow.
I think Trump would be a good president because he knows how to run business.
We got to call Reggie one of these days and get his insights into this.
I haven't talked about this out loud, but I do plan on spending money. I'm not kidding at all. And flying Reggie, because there's a scene in Groupers where two young males have fake IDs and they get into a bar.
And a
security guard looks at their IDs and lets them in. And I do want to have Reggie play that part.
Big break.
Got to weigh the difference in cost between actually flying Reggie out and having somebody CGI Reggie into it.
All right, everybody.
Keep it moving, America.
Make America keep moving again. I'm sorry.
The big white square. There?